Today is the 12th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, I am recording this just as I leave to go to work. I'm running slightly late, and that is because my daughter decided that she would not sleep unless she slept on me. But that's fine. It's all a bonding moment, and just seeing her grow and develop is so amazing. Although her sleeping at night has become a little rough, but we thank God anyway. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Matthew 7, 13 to 14, and it says this: "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." And so, Father, have your way with my heart. Have your way with our hearts and our thoughts and our minds, our time, our job, our family, and our lives. We want to live in a way that pleases you. Father, this is our prayer. So I know I keep saying this, but if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. It is an honor to have you here. It is a privilege to get to worship alongside you. And Heart of Worship is all about worshiping God and reconnecting our lives back to God through worship. So you are in the right place if you are looking to reconnect yourself back to God, or looking for a deeper relationship with your Heavenly Father. And we are going to accomplish that through our worship. And to all my Heart of Worship family who have been here from the beginning, thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. I honor you, and I appreciate every single one of you who listen daily, day in and day out. But family, on this day, I want you to begin to lift up your voice and just speak to him. Just tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you adore him. Tell him how much you need him. Tell him that he is your everything. As I sit here and I hear the birds outside, I can't help but think of what a wonderful God we serve. That every species of animal he created and then gave the power to man to name. Everything is ordained and orchestrated by him and his mighty hand. The God that said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is the God we serve. I want you to be reassured today that his word is going to come to pass in your life, and that every promise he has made you will come to pass. We shall be lenders, not borrowers. We are healed, we are not sick. We shall give birth.
Worthy is the Lamb of God.
The Bible says in John 14 verse 15, it says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. Colossians 3 verse 14. Above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. Above all, be loving, be kind, be patient, be understanding, have empathy. If we truly want to live a life that pleases Him, if we truly want to live a life that honors Him, we must learn to love, we must learn to forgive, and we must learn to let go. So I don't know how many people are listening who needs to forgive somebody who has been hurt by somebody or something, and or you're questioning which way to turn because you're not quite sure. It's okay to be vulnerable in front of God, and this is your moment to do that. It's okay to show God, God, I'm broken. God, I'm hurting. God, I don't know how to handle this. Help me. You know that SOS? You can raise it because He's there to take it. He's there to carry it. And so, Father, I just pray for healing, and I pray for healing over people's hearts and minds and souls. And Father, yes, we are a broken vessel, but Father God, we believe that You will put us back together perfectly. Teach us how to forgive. Teach us how to forgive. Teach us how to let go. Teach us how to not be so angry and selfish. Teach us how to see things the way that You see things. On my heart, but I just feel God saying that somebody listening needs to forgive, somebody listening needs to let go of something. But in order for you to do it, you have to let God in. I want you to let Him in today so that He can teach you and He can guide you and He can hold your hand through this, so that you can sing, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. Yeah, yeah. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh. You reign victorious. Oh, higher lifted up. Oh, Jesus, Son of God. Yeah. The treasure of heaven was crucified. So can sing, worthy is the Lamb. We can also say,
righteous is the Lamb. Yeah. Oh God, perfect is the Lamb. Awesome is the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, get it. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4, 7-8. So I'm just going to allow you to take a minute just to reflect on his love. And just reflect on the God that you serve. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare God's supernatural favor over my life. What I could not make happen on my own, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, and breakthroughs are coming my way. I am getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. I will discover talent that I didn't know I had, and I will accomplish my God-given dream. This is my declaration. And so, Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when he said that he is one with the Father, and prayed his disciples may be one. Father, we see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and the Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have that same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, I pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in the unity of the Spirit more and more in love, not compromising truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. We pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind regard the needs of others as more important than our own. This we ask in your precious name, who died for us all. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so, if you are new here, welcome to Heart of Worship. I would love for you to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at JC May or JC May Music. We are also on Facebook, A Heart of Worship. I'm still trying to decide what to do with that page, but I know it will come to me in due time. There are a few things happening here also on Heart of Worship, a Mother's Worship, which is taking place on the 4th of August. I'm very excited to meet you mothers and to worship with you mothers. And so registration, the link is in my Instagram bio, so I'm very looking forward to that. I believe it's going to be an intimate time with God, and so as many of you that can come out, please do come. We also are continuing with our Heart of Declarations. Today's declarations will happen at lunchtime at 12 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. I just needed to switch the time up a little bit, just so that a lot more people could join in. And so with all that said, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. Bye.